By the mid-1820s, the states in the North had banned slavery. In the South, however, many states still insisted that people had the right to own slaves. Upon the election of Abraham Lincoln to the presidency in November of 1860, almost 100 years after the United States had become an independent nation, some of the states in the South seceded from the Union, declaring themselves independent from the rest of the USA. These southern states called themselves the Confederacy, a confederation of independent states, each with its own separate government. The Confederacy would no longer accept policies made by some distant politician from up north. The separation of the South was equivalent to a declaration of war. In 1865, the Civil War, also known as the War Between the States, finally came to an end, but not before hundreds of thousands of men had died. The North had defeated the South, and slavery was banned in all parts of the United States. Although the Civil War was officially over, the hostility and tension between blacks and whites and North and South persisted. During the period of Reconstruction that followed, 1865 to 1877, the federal government gave black men some of the freedoms and privileges that white men had always enjoyed. Eventually, however, various states, particularly those in the South, enacted new laws to keep the Negroes in their place. These laws specified that blacks could not go to school with whites, that they could not eat at the same restaurants, that they could not vote unless their grandfathers had voted, that they could not use the same public restrooms or waiting rooms at bus and train stations or drink from the same water fountains. Blacks continued to receive inferior accommodations and unequal treatment, since whites were still the ones who made the laws and held the power.